Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hope your Monday is going well. Let's go to the phones, talk a little Texas national politics with our good friend Matt Mikowiak, GOP strategist and co-founder of MustReadTexas.com. Matt, thank you very much for joining us today.
Hey, Chad. Glad to be with you.
Let me ask you a little bit about what went on in Fort Worth over the weekend. You had the state Republican convention, and there were a few different points of contention among those who attended the platform debates and the delegates, all that kind of good stuff. Tell us a little bit about the immigration platform, because that's something that has been making statewide news quite a bit.
Right. So 2 years ago, there was an effort to pass a new immigration platform plank that tried to really address the immigration issue in a new way, and it was called the Texas Solution. It was a fight that was led by a Houston restaurant owner named Brad Bailey. Jerry Patterson was very involved in it, several others, and it had a temporary worker program in it, in addition to serious border security and a couple other elements. They had to, repass it because the platform is passed every year at the convention, and the effort initially succeeded. It succeeded in the platform committees during the week, and it succeeded on the floor in the first vote, but it lost in the second vote in sort of a procedural fashion by about a 60% to 40% margin, and they ended up adopting a more hardline stance that removed a provisional visa program, which had been substituted for the temporary worker program. So the headlines coming out of it, basically the Republican Party of Texas adopted a harder line immigration plank than they had 2 years ago.
And when people look at this this plank or the news stories that are coming out, is this something that really hurts Republicans going forward? Is this, was this a good or a bad thing? I mean, you had a split among delegates. You had a lot of a lot of delegates who wanted to keep a visa or work permit type of language in there, and then you had some who went further and said no, we need to be very strict on this, and there's still a lot of debate going forward.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think it's just the headlines aren't helpful. I mean, this is a time with the primaries in the past now, we want to grow the party. We want to focus on the Democrats. And this shows that there's division within the party on this particular issue. There's been division on the immigration issue for some time. I think what excited the supporters of the Texas Solution was this opportunity to show Texas leading the way on immigration, providing a path forward, something that perhaps Congress could use as a national model instead of trying to jam something through. This is very different from the Rubio bill that passed the United States Senate. Much more streamlined than that, much more focused. So I think it's really more of a missed opportunity. I don't know that it does any real damage. Democrats are going to say that it does. But I think it was more of a missed opportunity for the Republican Party of Texas through the platform to really be forward-looking. But again, look, there's division within the party. There's division within the 10,000 or so delegates to the Republican convention in Texas, and it was a close vote.
Honestly, how much do people pay attention to this stuff? On the show earlier, I said it's only a very small handful of people that really, really pay attention to the party platform, that really get upset about it. Again, on the statewide candidates, they hardly even talk about what the Republican Party platform is. They don't point to it on their website. I mean, is this something that people really focus on at all?
Not really, no. I mean, the media will focus on this for a few days, and I think Democrats will take, a couple things out of the platform they can try to use against Republicans and use it against them. You're already seeing Battleground Texas do that a little bit. They put emails out. They took a couple of the more extreme things in the platform and tried to use it against Republicans. So we'll see. I mean, it could be a major issue in the lieutenant governor's race. Because you have a Hispanic female running against Dan Patrick, who's been pretty strong on border security and enforcement of immigration laws. So no, I mean, I think it's a frame that may impact one race here or there along the margins, but at the end of the day, it would have been a bigger deal had the Texas Solution passed, because it had a chance to impact the national debate. Now I think it'll stay within the borders of Texas, they really don't that make that much of a difference.
Yeah. You bring up the lieutenant governor's race. I thought the funny headline from the Texas Tribune, what was it, Saturday, maybe Sunday, was about Vandeput's last name. The left seem to be freaking out that people don't know that Leticia Vandeput's Hispanic.
Yeah, I didn't understand the backlash to that story. You know, I think, look, I'm not a strong enough demographer or statistician to figure out whether a Hispanic name is a net positive or a net negative on a statewide race in the general election. On the one hand, you know, you have the possibility that someone like Vandeput could win Hispanic votes, you know, perhaps from independents and Republicans because they want to elect a Hispanic to statewide office. On the other, you may have some racist elements, you know, that are along the extremes that may choose to vote against a Hispanic because they don't want a Hispanic serving in statewide office. So how that plays in a general election, we don't know, and I think it's very hard to predict. At the end of the day, what's going to matter more is whether she runs a good campaign, whether she raises serious money, whether Dan Patrick makes some mistakes. She's going to need all three of those things to happen to make this thing, you know, truly competitive. At the end of the day, I suspect it won't be.
I just look at the headline, and, you know, the Texas Tribune says it's a potential hurdle for her campaign. Yet I would think that would be more of the policy issues. You know, it lays out pretty much where Democrats were trying to head with Leticia Vandeput. To me, it just lays out, well, they wanted a Hispanic woman running for a prominent position in Texas, and oh my goodness, people don't know that she's Hispanic, let's start freaking out. I don't think that's necessarily a good image for the Democrats.
No, clearly not. Clearly not. Look, I think there's a decent number of Democrats in Texas that haven't focused on that race or the other down-ballot races. They just know that Wendy Davis, who filibustered the abortion bill, is running for governor, and she's a you know, international or at least national celebrity. So she's the person that's got the focus. My guess is most Democrats have no idea who the U.S. Senate candidate is. And David Allenby, and he's likely, not likely, he will be at the top of the ticket above Wendy Davis and above Leticia Vandeput. So there's a lot of, unless you're paying a lot of attention, I think a lot of Democratic voters in Texas have no idea who's on their statewide ticket. And I guess they'll be learning that in the next few months. But at the end of the day, the only two candidates that have any resources whatsoever are going to be Wendy Davis and Leticia Vandeput. The question is whether Vandeput has serious resources or not, and I think that still remains to be seen.
I have a question about on the national scene. Over the weekend, Senator Rand Paul came out and said that we don't need another, we don't need another Chamber of Commerce type of Republican to run. That a Chamber of Commerce type of Republican can't win the White House, and he was talking about his libertarian side, his libertarian credentials as being the future for the Republican Party. Is this an argument you see going forward among not only Rand Paul, but maybe some of the other front runners within the Republican Party? You know, the old school versus the new school, perhaps?
A little bit, yeah. I think that there's a feeling among the Rand Paul, Ted Cruz grassroots side of the party that big business and subsidies and sort of manipulating the free market has been bad under Obama, but it's also been bad under Republicans like Bush. And so there's this idea that we should really get away from that we need a grassroots conservative candidate who's going to say, who's going to you know, strengthen the economy, but not do it in a way that is basically giving everything away to big business. You know, and if the Republican Party can become the party of small business, I think that will be very helpful. Now, I generally would like for us to be the party of small business and big business. I think big businesses get a lot of criticism. I mean, at the end of the day, they create lots of jobs and they keep our economy strong and growing and keep it in good shape. But this is, I think, a useful rhetorical device for Rand that reminds people he's a grassroots candidate, not an establishment candidate. So, but he's also, you know, threading that needle in a clever way because he is at times reaching out to the establishment, whether it be on things like immigration or on other issues. He's really trying to run the gamut kind of in the middle there and attract people from both sides in a way that most candidates aren't right now.
Visiting with Matt Mikowiak. Matt, tell folks what they can find on mustreadtexas.com today and what you'll be working on.
Yeah, that was up at the convention in Fort Worth for 4 or 5 days, and I updated last night, so we've got lots of news up on the site, MustReadTexas.com, all the news from the convention, news from the straw poll that Ted Cruz won overwhelmingly with Rick Perry finishing fourth. Also, two other interesting stories. LA Times reports Kelly Carl Rove's group's been having a low profile this midterm election. That's an interesting story to read. And then Time Magazine has a story about Republicans wanting to punish Ted Cruz. Staffs and Republicans in the Senate wanted to punish Ted Cruz. You can find all that. A lot more at MustReadTexas.com. You can sign up for our daily brief.
Matt Mikowiak, thank you very much.
Thanks, Chad. See you.
Have a good one.